What's up? It's your girl Mary Jane.
And Munchies.
And this show is everything that about, you need.
About?
To cook.
What?
With cannabis.
Huh? Buddy. Like, cooking buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's all about decarbonation and carbonated carbonation.
And bubbly. No, just
and bubbles.
We are talking about legislation. What would it be, legislation? Well, some nigga that was about to get elected in Louisiana just hit a whole blunt to prove a 37-second point.
And we tell you about everything we're doing, as usual, and some things we got coming up.
That and much, much more on
Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Bye!
Best friend, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Guess what? What?
We're streaming on all platforms.
Even Spotify?
Everywhere.
Hey, that part.
Bye.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies. What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Mary Jane, in
Munchies.
Recorded at a black house near you. Yeah.
All right. So I have here coconut oil.
My bad. You have bad stuff. You're like, I got props and shit. Stuff can take too long and shit. I got props. Get out the kitchen.
Yeah. Because I'm not smoking right now. I need some tea. But I just put infused coconut oil on here, and it was infused with my lovely mist pre-fentanyl strain.
Oh, my girl.
God's gift.
Girl.
It was good. I can never have no sleep.
Not you preserved your God's gift. You was like, we've got to preserve this before they find out about the flavor blend.
That's pretty much
how. Make oil, people.
Then I have some grapefruit syrup. So this is like
some syrup. Hey, you know what's a fun fact I found out today, friend?
What'd you find out, friend?
That Jim Jones had the opportunity to sign Drake.
And he passed that shit up?
I know. He was like, he could rap his ass off, but what I'm gonna do with this dude? He like a Disney character or something in a wheelchair. He on this show, he an actor. What I'm gonna do with him? Then he heard Lil Wayne and Drake freestyle in the back of a tour bus. And he was like, dang. But I'm also like, Drake with Jim Jones. I don't think you really could afford it. Like, I don't know what kind of
ball could afford a rich little Drake. He could hop for
he couldn't afford rich little Drake because rich little Drake had Canadian money converted to US dollars, so he was pushing like little weight, you know. So he didn't need the check, he needed the mentorship, he needed somebody right. Who was going to show him how do you stay relevant forever, because he was leaving his very lucrative acting career. He had to leave. You can sometimes, but not often, be both successfully. Astronomically. Like, I think at this point, Drake is too big of an artist to go in a movie and not be Drake in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, when Nicki Minaj did a movie with Kim Kardashian or somebody, that was probably, like, the last time in her career she could do that. Like, just pop in and be not herself.
Hmm.
You know, you all get the, because you have to choose. Ice Cube was doing music and doing movies, and eventually it's like, bro, what are you? Which one?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a rapper? Are you an actor? You're a rapper? Are you a rapper that acts?
Mm-hmm.
We could do that, but not a rapping actor. You know, it just, we can't take the acting serious. We're like, oh, this is Ice-T pretending to be something. Go ahead, Ice-T. I think he gonna rap at the end of this episode or something. Go ahead, Ice-T. He not rapping. He not rapping. Why you not rapping? confuses the people.
Well, let me just ask you, before we get enticed with rappers being actors and actors being rappers and the Will and
we'll rap up the actors.
And we can name down the list Queen Latifah of it all.
But do you see the choices they made, though?
They made strategic right choices, but you don't see them making side albums.
Look at my doll, baby.
Except for, like, I can say you can be a actress or actor singer. They take that more seriously.
Yes. Yes, because singing is more serious.
But besides that, how are you doing, Boston Bossy?
I'm very well, Miss Jones. Miss Jones.
It's been a long time, and I'm so happy to see you. If you're doing good, I'm doing pretty well. Yo, they have
shout out to Shopping Local. Shout out to Shopping Local.
Don't even, you so kind. That is not what we doing here. You tried it. They did not do me well. I will not shout out anybody. I'm not doing this service anymore. I pay $75 for these nails. What is talking about some dipping? He said, You have a walk-in appointment today? I said, yes, thank you so much. I come in there. I'm thinking this is going to be all nice. He's like, yes, you do the dip it now. Dip now. I said, yes, sir, I would like to do the dip now. Since it looks so pretty and beautiful on you. I said, yes, sir, I guess I will look beautiful. I know I will. I'm thinking it's going to be all nice and crisp and all like everything I know it can be. Why, you know, I got severe anxiety and this heifer is pulling my hand and stuff like that, but she being so aggressive. And I'm just like, do you want to fight me? Because I don't know if I'm in the position to be fighting you. Because you got this whole little stance behind us. Like you got that little divider and shit. I don't know. I might have to cross lines. So she grabbed up my hand and then this heifer just walks up mid my appointment was like, well, I was like, but you would just have a whole order. How you gonna order right while I'm getting my shit done? You can't do this in my moves are nowhere. Look, imagine this, Bossy, I'm walking up to you and you know, you having a whole conversation with a fine dude. I just come out of nowhere. I'm up here like, you just see me like, why is this chick coming up to me? I just see this fine ass nigga talking to me. Why would you fuck up my shit like that? I'm up here like, friend, you know what? Have you heard that you fucked up my rotation with this fine ass nigga? That's how I felt about my nails. I was like, of course you can't do my nails correctly after a bitch ordering shit like this nigga Jesus stuff. You don't hear nothing like this.
You've been distracted by this God-paying motherfucker.
She's up here like, but here's the why she responds to her. And it's like, yes, I got you. I was like, so if I talk to you like chicken egg, oh, go ahead, do these motherfucking six. I want the acrylic dip. Okay, Matt, I don't know how you're going to do it. Figure it out. I don't give a fuck if you would do that shit or not. Like I said. Yep.
I said what I said.
Friend, what are you smoking? You're talking about your best friend stuff, but who donated that kush to you?
I can't reveal all the details yet. But there's something in the works for our favorite delivery company. That's all I can say. And the cultivator is melanated. Boo!
Okay, so I do have one more question. You can truth or talk it. Girl, is it an indica or a sativa? What is it?
That was you can toke.
Oh, that was you doing the toke? I was like, girl, you know this stuff is taking in. Weed is, it's weed. The question of today is, can Cookin' Buddy change your cannabis experience? And as you know, I'm consuming cannabis a oral way. And Bossy Bossy is smoking her shit. So yes, it does change the experience. All right. That's 100% truly and duly, absolutely. You cannot avoid the noticeable difference. You ask how per se edibles travels first into your stomach and then into your liver and before getting and converting into your bloodstream and into the brain. The liver converts the THC into a stronger form. This is combined with the natural THC from your original body and then intensifies the the flip side of the coin is when you're smoking cannabis smoked or in that vapor delivers the THC and that chemical that gets you high directly into your lungs and passes through your bloodstream, then into your brain. Okay. You can see that one went into the stomach and it was a liver process, the other one was lungs, then it was into the bloodstream.
That's why you do both. Right. That's how you do it.
Discretion is advice. Know your tolerance, you know your limits, and do not be the one who be like, yeah, man, let me get the strongest of the strong, combine them together. Unless you do that every day, I don't want to hear none of this strongest of the strong. And don't be getting strong edibles, not knowing the strong edibles, even like a regular candy or regular savory product. And the next thing you know, you're like, so what happened in 2022?
Not the whole year went by.
So we have hit the totem of the, I don't know how you would say, you have to know where you're getting your cannabis up here in Boston. Nowadays, they're lacing in, they're giving you the fentanyl. So if you were up here making...
Allegedly,
9 people have died, allegedly.
People die every day, B.
Allegedly, you need to know who your grower is. Allegedly, you need to make sure if you're making edibles off of the street weed you have, ladies and gentlemen, you have connectivity in your consumption, okay? I ain't trying to hear
that. Ooh, now that it's legal recreational, you can even grow some yourself.
Yes. I believe it's like more than one plant you can have per household.
If you can have 6 plants per person in a house.
Oh my, could you only imagine? 3 people, adults in your household, right? That means y'all gonna have 18 plants. Yeah, one get the sativa and one get the hybrid, okay? It's a family business. All right, y'all, we're gonna have to take a break and pay these bills. We're back from getting money to getting back in another freaking bag. Or multi-sacked. What's going on? Could you imagine seeing a multi-sacked person? Take it however you want it, but just
because I'm like, how are we taking it? That could be great, or that could be just in the way.
Like, he could have a medical condition. I assume this person is a multi-sack man because I can't even
see. But does everything else work as it's supposed to? And are they well endowed? Because if they're multi-sack, when everything works like they're supposed to, it doesn't seem like a problem. It seems like a challenge for you to be even greater.
I feel like that would be scary. I don't care what you were saying, but I didn't sign up for no sci-fi.
I mean, some women got 3 titties.
I can deal with 3 breasts, but seeing more than...
Where's the other breast? What happened to it?
The 4th breast?
They come in pairs.
So you're really mad that she doesn't have 4?
Yeah, it's the lack of symmetry bothers me.
So you can't have a triplet chest, you have to have a quad chest.
Yeah, because it would make sense. It's overgrowth. You grew 2 extra titties. Yeah.
All right, so in other words, you're trying to tell me what now? That we should come in pairs on pairs?
Yes, everything should come in pairs. Our food should come in pairs. Cannabis Chef Sherry has pulled together 5 amazing recipes for our next potluck. She knows about pairs.
She knows
pairs about flavors. Pair of some flavors.
Ours. So coming up on number 1 is shrimp Creole busted down, bested.
It's fermented busted down, held up. Wait a minute, let me bring some flavor in it. You're gonna get you 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1/2 onion, small, yellow or white, peeled and diced. 1/2 green bell pepper, small, cored and diced. Cored is when you take out all the nasty stuff that holds the bell pepper together. That's called coring it for all of our culinary newbies, if you will. One stalk of celery, large, you know, a big boy, finally dies. 2 teaspoons of garlic mince. Mince is past chopped and it's past mince, like tiny chopped. Mince is like baby chopped. So get right up in there, just mince it up, mince it. 1 can of crushed tomatoes, and they're juices. They're juices. 15 ounces of such. 1 cup of chicken or turkey stock or vegetable stock. Have you had turkey stock before?
I have not.
I really not. But it is a thought. Look at that. Look at God. Like they like, so 1 bay leaf, 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. More to taste. You can get a little spicy. 2 tablespoons of fresh Italian parsley chopped, or 2 tablespoons of dry parsley. Salt to taste. 1/4 gram of decarbonized kefir. And Quimmy Jones is going to go over what decarbonized means in a moment. Or finely ground hash. 1 pound medium shrimp roll. Peeled and clean, people. She didn't say clean, so I'm going to tell you clean, because don't nobody want no doo-doo shrimp. Okay, they don't want no doo-doo shrimp. Now, clean it after you get it naked. Clean, continue on anything else, because otherwise it just got fucked. Just funking it up inside the shell, all this nasty. And then melt butter along with olive oil in a large skillet or a medium heat, whisking flour and cook consistently until you have a light brown roux, which is when the flour and the fat combine and caramelize. About 3-4 minutes, add onions, bell peppers, celery to pan, stir with a wooden spoon. Make sure all those things come together in a nice, happy, healthy marriage. Add onions, bell peppers, celery to pan, stir with a wooden spoon to combine well. You let that cook like stay like so. Cook stirring consistently until vegetables are softened. About 5 minutes. They say 4, they're going to be crunchy. Do 5. Trust me, your vegetables is fresh. I know. Stir in garlic and cook for another minute. Stir in tomatoes and their juices. Stock, bay leaves, cayenne pepper, parsley, salt, kefir or hash. All of that now gets combined into the sauce. Increase heat and bring mixture to a boil. Reduce heat and let it simmer. Let it simmer. Add the shrimp, stir to combine. Cook until the shrimp are no longer translucent. About 4 to 5 minutes. Serve over white rice. You hear what I said, ladies? White rice.
And to answer Boss and Bossy's question for decarbonization, it is when you activate the THC, the psychoactive part of the cannabis, with some heat. So just like how you would light a joint and whatever, you hit that hoe, that's how you get high, by the heat activation, turning up that THC, talking about some psychoactivity.
Mango salsa with infused tortilla chips. Go, 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 Kimmy Jam.
Late at night. All right, so she ready to get high with me. And if you don't know, mango gets you higher, ladies and gentlemen. So the ingredients is 8 corn tortillas, 1 tablespoon of infused corn oil, vegetable oil, or olive oil, 2 tablespoons of corn oil or vegetable or olive oil, a juice of 1 lime, that's about 1 tablespoon of juice, and then
okay, and make sure you get a small lime, everybody. Get a small lime.
About 1.5 teaspoons of salt, or a TT, that means 2 tastes. And that that we are not playing about. If it don't need it, don't add it, bitch. That's all we saying.
Be fair.
Also, we're going to have one large ripe mango pitted and finely diced. That's that little small cubit. And then we're going to have one large ripe avocado peeled and finely diced. We'll have the red onion peeled and finely diced. A jalapeno seeded and minced, which is kind of like corn, which is that like that Big Brother Virgin, what they do with the bell pepper. But needless to say, you want to make sure you de-seed it because nobody want to eat them seeds. Nobody be like, tuh, tuh, tuh. Nobody trying to do that, okay?
And then you trying to nothing.
Nobody. You ever had that happen at a professional restaurant? You're like, bitch, what did I pay for this for?
I don't like the part. I don't like it.
All right, and then we have a third of a cup of finely chopped cilantro, 1/4 cup.
Mm-hmm.
Freshly squeezed lime juice. And then we have one tablespoon of cannabis infused corn oil, vegetable oil, or olive oil. 1 tablespoon of corn oil or vegetable oil or olive oil. Now keep in mind that there's two different oils going on here. One is cannabis infused and one is regular schnegler. Then we have 1 teaspoon of salt. Yeah, and 1 teaspoon of black pepper. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that, again, we're going to say that to TT because sometimes it might mean for me need to give some more because I ain't going to have no tasteless nothing. That's when you slide in that QB. All right. Anyway, preheat oven to 350 degrees. Stack tortillas and cut into 6 wedges. Into a small bowl, toss tortilla with canola oil and oil until evenly coated. Spread into a single layer on a large baking sheet and bake until they begin to brown. About 10 minutes even. Remove from the oven, sprinkle with fresh lime and salt. Set to the side. Okay. How to prepare this salsa? You preparing? Okay. So place all salsa ingredients in a medium bowl and stir gently to evenly mix all ingredients. Serve salsa with chips for dipping. Store chips in an airtight container for 3 days. Now, I like when they say stuff like that because that gives me an indicator of like how long it's going to stay fresh. Because a lot of times people are like, can I keep it for like 2 weeks? Susan, no.
Not Susan, no. But yeah, Susan, seriously, no.
Store salsa in the fridge covered for up to 1 day. That's how long it's going to last. She's trying to tell you this stuff is fire. It's going to last 1 day. You ain't going to have it lasting no other day besides the first. Okay. On to the next one, we have the delicious and nutritious cannabis hummus. Y'all, this is
hummus.
She said delicious and nutritious. She must be somebody's mother. I know she is. Nobody besides mom say delicious and nutritious. Okay, y'all. It should be kind of simple for this, but it's an easy dish to mess up. You go ahead and have a food processor or a high engine, strong engine. I'm talking about horse engine blender, RoboCoop type style type shit, Vitamix type shit. We ain't talking about no. I want you to pull out the oyster for this shit. It's going to burn out your motor. You're going to get 1 can of 15-ounce garbanzo beans, 1/4 cup of tahini, 1 tablespoon of infused cannabis, olive oil, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, add some more if you're feeling funky, 2 tablespoons of minced Italian parsley, 3 tablespoons of fresh lemon or the juice of 1 lemon. Okay. 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. This is all tea, okay? Like a little cousin, TT, all right?
Big pepper.
1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And that's optional, but it ain't an option if you want flavor. And then 1 regular tablespoon of olive oil and 1/4 teaspoon of paprika. Assorted with raw vegetables or pitas for dipping, you know, but it's hella simple. The instructions is in a bowl of the food processor, combine garbanzo beans, tahini, hash, garlic, Italian parsley, lemon juice, salt, pepper, and cayenne. Process until smooth. If the mixture is too thick, add small amounts of water. No, I'm going to add olive oil until I feel like it's smooth. What you mean add some water? I'm going to add that olive oil. And I'm going to add a little bit more of that fused olive oil in there. About 2 more teaspoons because I like to be saucy. Okay. We've already talked about that. We want that consistency to be smooth like a baby's water. Transfer into a serving bowl and then serve with desire of accoutrements. You heard me. They keep on talking about dosing in here. All I can really tell you is when it comes to dosing, know what you are able to handle. If you usually be smoking a gram of so-and-so, maybe start off with less than a gram of hash or heath or whatever your accoutrements be. All right, number 4. Best friend is one of your favorites. It's that elote in a glass.
I'm eating this in my mouth. Hold up. Wait a minute. You should be cleaning your corn while I'm getting it. All right. So you're going to need 4 ears of sweet corn, 1 tablespoon of cannabis infused butter, 6 tablespoons of butter, 1/3 cup of lime juice, fresh. Okay. 1/3 cup of mayonnaise. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 cup of chili powder, 1/2 cup of cilantro. Mm. You can get you some cilantro. Do both. Get all that flavor up in there. And then you're going to get the cojote cheese. Okay, the cojote cheese is the proper cheese for this dish. It's going to be 3/4 of a cup of it. Perfect. But if you can't get your hands on some delicious, then you can try feta or another dry crumbly cheese. Next step, remove corn from cob and place in a saucepan with enough water to boil. Bring to a boil over low heat and then lower the heat to a simmer and cook for about 3 minutes. Then drain, mix hot corn with the remaining ingredients and stir occasionally. That's how you get that delicious country corn flavor, roasted flavor, if you will. Divide between 4 serving glasses and garnish with an additional lime wedge. Yum.
Bless you. Okay.
That's, you hear that additional lime wedge? Because it was like, loving you.
I do have to top it off, right? I feel like sometimes
you're simply a bit. Tell us how to do it, Munchie.
No, I just feel like sometimes when you add that little piece of citrus, it'd be elevating that dish to that next level. You'd be like, damn, I didn't know adding that little piece of citrus was going to take it to the next level like that. God.
It was the umami that was missing.
It truly is. It's that special it factor. Now bust down these doggone brownies because she says how to make the best pot brownies. And I'm pretty sure that's a long list. It starts off with the gluten-free pot brownie.
Nobody wants that. Nobody ordered that. Mm-mm.
I feel like if you have gluten allergies, that's the only time you should be going gluten-free. If you have a celiac condition, that's the only time you should be going gluten-free. If you have those two, that's on time. I don't know why you would be going, unless you have like a weird adverse reaction. That's the only thing I can think of. Stop trying to take stuff out your diet that really doesn't affect you. Allow yourself to enjoy the ecstasies of life. Then we got the coconut oil cannabis brownie. And I feel like that's straight up for people who have dairy intolerance. Obviously, these are in a specific category and bag for those who want to consume brownies and get high still and can't have.
You want that edible life? You got that thug life, son?
Yeah, you got to be on some thug stuff or shit to find alternatives for some brownies. Nigga, how much do you want them damn brownies? Okay, then we have the marble swirl cheesecake weed brownie.
I like the concept, but I probably would have liked a better execution. Like, the pictures were okay, but like.
I don't really like marble. Marble kind of
makes. I don't really like marble. It looks dirty.
Dirty. Dirty.
It looks dirty.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. All right. The next one is raspberry cheesecake cannabis brownie, which I might eat because I love me a good raspberry fruity anything.
That's okay. Dessert. I could see that.
And I love me some cheesecake if it's done well. So them combination raspberry and chocolate do taste delicious. I don't care what nobody says. I put that on my mom and them. Then we got
mom and them. Oh, that's everybody, period.
We got the peanut butter fudge brownie. Not to be confused with a peanut butter brownie. It is straight up with that ooey gooey. And again, if you didn't know, fat and cannabis is the word of the day. They go together like white on rice. So whenever you see something that has good fat, known fat being added on top of known fat, when you are consuming that is giving you the ultimate greatest high you could ever have. Because the combinations, it's all about that binding, okay?
Not really.
Minty matcha or mocha, I think mocha fudge.
You said it right the first time, matcha.
Matcha fudge pot brownie.
Not a big matcha fan, but I like the fudge brownie part.
Miss me with green desserts, unless it's key lime pie. Sorry. That and pistachio ice cream too. I don't like those things. It's only key lime pie in my eyes. Almond Joy. See, we was talking about nasty shit. Almond Joy marijuana brownies. Who the fuck is eating the Almond Joys?
Old people.
Yo, old
Butterfinger eating asses. Old Butterfinger. Almond Joy Payday eating asses.
Oh God. At least Payday has some type of connection to candy. I feel like freaking a Almond Joy is somebody was like, oh, what you got in the freezer? Oh, we got some of this stranded coconut. I don't know what to do with that. Oh, what else you got in here? You got these random almonds and some chocolate? We can't even make no better candy than this. Mix that shit together. I guess it's gonna be good. Somebody gonna like it. One of them, out of all three of them niggas who made it, one of them liked it. Mm. And when I was eating, they had to go like this. When everybody hold their face like that. That's not good. It's not good, man. It's not delicious. Rocky Road pot brownies.
Okay.
Peppermint candy cane marijuana brownies. I feel like that's a very much holiday oriented marijuana treat. You can put that right up with your Christmas parties with the adultes and get into, you know, the holiday season. But other than that, I don't see how that would be purposeful because you can't even buy candy cane year round. You would have to crush up some mints. And nobody's trying to do all that. Then we have the pecan chocolate chip blondies. A blondie is meant for a specific type of consumer. If you are that type of person eating a blonde anything, first off, kudos to you. Second off, do you know you're not eating chocolate? At this point, you're eating fat. You eating chocolate fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
That fake flavor profile. Boo, tomato, tomato, boo.
Definitely has to have a crutch. I feel like the blondie would use the pecan as a crutch. And obviously, it's a cracking. And it's these nuts.
Big facts.
All right. Let's go pay these beautiful.
37 seconds. Someone is arrested for possession of marijuana. Since 2010, state and local police have arrested an estimated 7.3 million Americans. Over half of all drug arrests. Black people are four times more likely to be arrested for marijuana laws than white people. states waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me. I'm Gary Chambers, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Let me explain something. Watching this video of Mr. Gary Chambers himself do the thug thizzles of the thug thizzle. This nigga literally smoking a whole blunt on his own campaign for a whole
Hello. Video. He said, let's open it up. Let's talk about it.
He said, niggas like me getting put away for small fucking possession. He said, just like me. I said, nigga, just like you? Who would have thought? He said, just like that. Me. And he had a whole frontal blunt. That was not no regular
blunt. Frontal blunt.
He is, okay, so to give you a background, in Louisiana, we have a state elective, or what it would be, to...
Legislative, okay.
State legislative. Girl, say it politically again.
A state legislative. They have a political body, a ruling political body. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, he is using his ruling to advocate for a well-known issue amongst our community, amongst Southern communities, and that is the criminalization of cannabis possession and all that jazz. If you were a part of that, I guess it would be 80s till now. Get caught with weed less than freaking an ounce, get you put away. And this man is using his platform to talk about the fact that we all are doing it. We, meaning the higher ups to the lowest of the low folks, we all are smoking cannabis. Stop making it a problem and acting like that. Nobody's smoking it when you literally you up here creating a law and talking to your weed man at the same time talking about some. All right, so we I got that 3.5. Okay, all right, hold on, let me. I'm gonna work right quick. Stop the niggas from being successful, but they create.
Steal that shit. Puika, puika.
And then that's why you have to smoke afterwards, nigga. You feel guilty. You created a whole system against what you're doing. You ain't gonna tell me you smoke a little 20-20 slam. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me that. Why your ass red, Jeffrey? Huh? Why would I come into work? You look like how I look, but you looking at me. So Gary Chambers is changing that. Okay, you can make money off of our heads and off of what we've done for years. Imprison us and make money off of our heads. Either way, you could just go make money off of our heads. Let me go ahead and put a well-known fact. All of us rich niggas be smoking good-ass kush. That man looked like
word.
He had the best of the best, because I don't know what make you be so G to smoke a whole blunt in a non-legalized state, like you can't get arrested, but he was smoking that shit like it was... No tomorrow, like, yes, bitch,
now I'm powerful. Now I can fight off the Transformers.
Anything that happens in this world, I'm ready for it. And these niggas don't even know.
Down, you know.
I got my own bail money. He look like he got his own.
He do. Because so he made a campaign video with his campaign dollars. That I want to see when he does his taxes, okay?
So my question to you, Watson, what is the G-est thing that you consume cannabis to? Like you were participating in doing a really gangster thing and smoking? Or what has smoking cannabis brought you to do that's really G?
Well, I don't know if I would say what it's brought me to do. Well, I've been smoking. I would say during sex. I try to think of something not sexual, but I'm like, those didn't have to do with smoking. But the sex one did. Yeah, it never. Because it was just smoking, and then it was bored. It was like, oh. you magical Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Who's playing music? That's Alice.
Done. For me, cannabis has helped me get out of my shell. I've definitely been able to concentrate better. I'm like one of the most efficient motherfuckers that smoke weed ever. But cannabis has given me a platform to be able to access more stuff. As a person that passes out and seizes and shit like that, there's a lot of limitations and stuff in my life that I'd be like, damn, nigga, I didn't even know there was a blockage here. Last time I came over around this neighborhood, there was free space. But for whatever reason, there's a whole wall right here, nigga. So I was trying to figure out ways to get over this wall. And I don't know, when I came up here to this day right here, nigga, I was getting good shit where I was from. Let's be clear, I ain't trying to down what I was doing. But this shit right here, nigga, have you be like, Lord, nothing will stop me from the success that you want me to have. Okay? You can prepare me for it with this cannabis guy. I know you created this scientist. I know somebody was in the lab loving this strain right here. So definitely had me do some G stuff. Got me able to do some training. Got me able to get some things done. Got me able to get some.
We love that. Water. We love that. That's what's up. Building up the brand. Word, word.
For sure, for sure. And on top of that, I think the most interesting thing I've been able to do with cannabis is create. Not one of them stereotypes. Neither is Boston Bossy. We do not be just sitting on butts. That couch potato shit is played out. If you couch potato smoking weed in 2022, bitch, you smoke weird weed. You're smoking that thin enough. I'm sorry. Something's got you locked up and can't let you out.
Boom. Right. Boom, tomato.
Let's go ahead and pay these bills
one more time.
And we're back to the set. We're back. All right, yo, Boss and Boxy, what do you have popping on your platforms?
Well, we got our IG, Awake and Bake. So that's popping. And you know, my followers, they coming through. They like, what's up? Ooh, my symbiosis on Mary getting my Jesus lit. We out here. Gonna start doing some Twitter lives and some TikTok lives. So stay tuned for that this March. All right. I'm putting a date on it. Not a year, but a date. This March. So check that out. You will see me on my live streaming platforms this March, as well as you can catch me up on Up Live at Grinding. Okay. You can also catch me on Bego Live, the littest platform out there, at Powerpuff 88.
Okay.
So be sure to tune in. Okay.
All right. What else do you got? Anything else you want to tell the kids?
I think you guys just need to stay tuned. We got a lot of like video content coming out on all platforms, and you know, we're gonna take in a peek in the old Boston Bossy CES audio files and see if we can redo some episodes or update them with what's been going on in the world since they came out. That part.
All right, so for me, Boston Bossy, I'm out here grinding. I am definitely pushing out content every Wednesday and Saturday on my YouTube channel. And you know that.
What's your favorite YouTube channel?
Quimi Jones.
I'm Quimi Jones. How do you spell it?
It's Quimi Jones. Okay. Just
like it. I like it. Day. I love it. I'm a queen, Mike.
So we got that going on. Like I said, Wednesday and Saturdays be the day at 4 o'clock. Go ahead and turn on that notification.
We saw your little Let Me Taste It with Reckless. That was very reckless.
I know. I'm going to keep it going reckless. You feel me? I'm reckless forever in eternity. okay? Stay wiving, period. Anyway, with my reckless little booty having self, the next thing I'm on is this wake and bake madness. 8 a.m. We got Munchy Monday, Dank Thursdays, Fried Fridays, and we be lit and shit. We get lit and shit. We get lit and shit.
We get lit and shit.
We are smoking some of the best cannabis in Boston. We are talking to some of the best smoking hosts or co-hosts, I guess it would be.
And yeah, we got some of the littest, highest, smoked outest co-hosts. We got another co-host coming up. I think we're gonna get crazy. For this Thursday, we're going to get crazy. We're going to introduce somebody on the show we've never had. Hopefully, they're available.
What happens is, if you don't know the format, we end up talking for a little bit. Then Boss will be out of nowhere after telling me, no, I'm not going to have anybody. No, it's nothing going to be. She's going to be me and you. She's going to pull out her phone. She's going to call in one of her homies and be like, hello, homie. Are you doing anything, homie? You're not doing anything, homie. Okay, I'm in.
I mean, you never know who might stop by the show.
So catch the waking takes. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
What's up? I'm your girl Cassia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Quimmy Jones, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the low low. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queen Mike. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queamy Jones, and turn on that notification bell because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment, hashtag Queamy Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG where I keep all my behind the scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead, you are officially locked in as a queen might. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!